podcast for Hot House Theatre in the beautiful twin cities of Albury Wodonga. I'm Lynn Wallace, Artistic Director for Hot House. The whole team is gearing up for a really busy 2016, and our first show is a wonderful new Australian play called The Dapto Chaser by Mary Rachel Brown. The play is about the Sinclair family, a family of men living in poverty in the burbs whose life revolves around the local dog racing track. They're looking for a way to escape their circumstances and to have a better life. And hope comes to them in the form of a brilliant greyhound, a boy named Sue. As we know, the dog racing industry has been under the spotlight in recent years. And I just want to assure our audiences that this is actually not a play about greyhound racing. It's a play about family dynamics and particularly male relationships, and it's wrought with great tenderness, compassion and humour. The Dapto Chaser premiered at Griffin last year, and it was a hit with both audiences and critics. It's now won a swag of awards, and we've been really determined to get this show and this wonderful company to open for us in 2016. The show is directed by well-known comedian Glyn Nicholas, and it features one of the best male casts I have seen in years. It's an incredibly wonderful ensemble. Jamie Oxenbould, Richard Sydenham, John McNeil star, as well as local actor Noel Hodder. Noel is well known to Australian audiences through his many stage and screen appearances, but he is, we must remember, an Albury export. I interviewed Noel this morning by phone. Now, it does sound like we are in a bit of a wind tunnel on a greyhound racing track, and I apologise for that. I think I was supposed to hit a button to get rid of that noise. So please forgive me my technical ineptitude and sit back and listen to Noel Hodder talk about The Dapto Chaser. Good morning to you, Noel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And I believe I'm in your hometown, possibly.
No possibly about it. You're definitely in my hometown. I'm an Albury boy.
Well, can I just say that I'm, at this particular moment, glad that you're there and I'm here, because I love your hometown. Lots of people here will be really thrilled to see you again and see you on stage here. I'm really looking forward to it. But The Dapto Chaser, a wonderful new Australian play by Mary Rachel Brown. And do you want to tell us a little bit about it in your words?
The story of the play is, it's a comedy, but it's also got some, people say it's a tragic comedy, but it's not that. It's a really warm-hearted look at an Australian family. They happen to be an Australian family who are struggling a bit, both with each other and with life. They exist primarily within the greyhound world. The eldest son, Seth, is a chip off his father's block, and they are greyhound men through and through. But things are coming to a point, and they've got one last chance at salvation / redemption, and that is this extremely wonderful dog called Boy Named Sue. And there is also, of course, with every good story, there's a bad side, and that's a character that I play called Arnold, who is the manager of the greyhound of the coursing track, and he's also got his eye on a boy named Sue, and that's basically how the play works out.
I think that your character, you know, when I've read it and gone back to reread it, it is really hilarious. I mean, he is kind of the villain of the piece, but it's also with a red toupee.
He doesn't see himself as a villain, though.
What's it like to play this character? Tell us a bit about Arnold.
It's a great opportunity, and it's, you know, a real honour and a pleasure to play this character, because he can be so awful. And to be able to just go out there and just let out your inner awful is pretty good. I mean, there's one moment which I won't explain because people have to come and see it, but there is one moment where he makes an appearance on stage and the audience actually groans in disgust. You know, they go, oh, no, he's not doing that, is he? Oh, no.
We'll see if we can do a louder groan down here.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if I can earn it.
What was the reaction to the show like when it was a Griffin?
Oh, really strong. The beauty of doing it at Griffin is that we attracted to that theatre a whole new audience. There were people there, and we played to packed houses every night. We could have extended for another month, but the theatre wasn't available. And we had people who I don't think had been to the theatre in years, if at all, coming in and just loving this show. It was a play that, because it presents people and celebrates people that are not often represented and celebrated on our stages. And it does it in a really caring and loving way. There's no comment on these characters. They're just presented as the complex people they are. And people just loved it. There were queues. It was fantastic.
There's been a lot of talk in the last couple of years about women playwrights and opportunities for women playwrights, and this notion that women write certain types of stories, you know, boys write certain types of stories. And,
yeah.
And I think at this play, what's interesting is it's a very male world. Clearly the world of greyhound racing is dominated by male culture, but it's written by a woman.
Mary is one of the writers who's redressing that balance, but she's doing it by sheer talent and not through any, you know, quota or anything like that.
Yeah.
She's just writing beautiful plays with beautifully realised characters, male or female. And she's got a hold on what it is to be human and what the things that people face, male or female. And so her male characters are really strongly drawn. And, you know, if you put this play in front of someone without the writer's name on it, you wouldn't know whether it was written by a man or a woman. And I think that's how it should be.
And so we're really looking forward to welcoming you. And Mary's coming down as well. And
Mary's coming down, yes. I was speaking to her just yesterday morning, actually.
We're going to have a lot of fun while you're here. What is the thing that you're, apart from being on the Hot House stage again, what is the one thing that you're really looking forward to being able to do again when you come back to Albury?
Well, it's not so much to do again. I'm really looking forward to seeing a new art gallery, which I didn't get a chance to see when I was down a few weeks back. I was only like a whistle-stop breeze through very quickly. So that's what I'm really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, you'll be just in time for the Marilyn exhibition. It's a really beautiful space. Noel, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we're going to see you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, I'll get my inner mongrel on and I'll come down.
The Dapto Chaser plays from 15th to 19th of March, and there's only 6 shows, so don't miss out. It's produced by Apocalypse Theatre Company and Critical Stages, and proudly presented by Hot House Theatre. I'm Lynn Wallace, and I look forward to seeing you at the show.